In this podcast, I'm going to talk about abdominoplasty scars and how to make sure that you get the best outcome for these possible. The scar is definitely a significant part of the operation, and definitely I get comments from women and men that is a significant concern for them. So minimizing or making it least obtrusive is definitely one of the goals for the operation. Welcome to the Surgical Podcast. This is Dr. Bernard Beldholm. I'm a registered medical practitioner, FRACS, specialist surgeon, and my medical registration number is MED00118627-4. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. This podcast focuses mainly on post-weight loss surgery and surgery post-pregnancy, and this range from abdominoplasty, which is a tummy tuck, belt lapectomy, which is body lift, fleur-de-lis abdominoplasty, brachioplasty, arm lift, thighplasty, which is inner thigh lift. I will also discuss breast surgery in the context of post-weight loss and post-pregnancy changes. Every patient will have a different scar. There are several aspects to consider when we're talking about the abdominoplasty scars. One, and we have to consider before surgery, we have to consider surgical technique, and we have to consider after surgery. Now, before surgery, there's several factors. So for example, you need to have good nutrition. You know, if you take zinc supplements, multivitamins, also the way that your skin is beforehand has a significant impact on the scar. So if you're post weight loss with stretched inelastic skin, you're probably going to end up with a little bit worse scar. If you are older, being, you know, versus being a younger patient, that has a significant impact on the scar. If you have a tendency to have keloids or hypertrophic scars, that's another thing that can affect the scar. If you have very sun damaged skin, for example, then you're going to end up with probably a fairly more obvious scar, because it's going to be light, unpigmented. So those things will affect the scar regardless of surgical technique or anything else. Now, surgical technique is critical. The key thing is not to have too much tension in the wound. If you have a lot of tension in the wound, then you're going to end up with a stretched out scar and widened scar. The other thing with surgical technique is you need to place the scar so that it's well hidden. So that's why it's really important to know what sort of underwear do you want to wear. Do you have high-waisted one, low-waisted ones? What bikinis do you wear? So that we can plan where we put the cut to try to hide it as much as possible. It's also the suture material we use is very important, as this will create more scarring. Or if we're using a subcuticular, which is underneath the skin, then we have to choose one that gets rapidly absorbed, so it doesn't stay around for too much, because that creates additional scarring. So tension, very important. Placement, very important. And the other thing is to prevent infections. Infections is one of those things that can cause a significant issue with the scar. And if you get an infection in the wound, then you will possibly get a more prominent scar. The other thing is breakdowns or scar problems afterwards. Those are also important. So that's why I tend to use the PICO dressings, to try to prevent infections, try to minimize tension on the wound, and also minimize, improves wound healing as well. So that's the surgery. Surgery, very, very important. Now, after surgery, obviously looking after your wound is very important. So don't go, and that's why we don't want baths, anything that puts bacteria in the wound. We use the PICO dressing afterwards, and then we cover it with a tape dressing to try to prevent trauma to the scar. We need to get on top of infections as soon as possible. That's why it's very important to come for your follow-up appointments. And we use the LED light treatment to improve. It doesn't improve the scar, but it improves bruising and swelling as well. Now, sometimes with an abdominoplasty, you will get breakdowns, significant breakdowns. I tend to like to take them back to theater about 3 to 4 weeks after to close those, because they do tend to end up with a thicker scar in those areas. So that's something we watch for as well. Now, other treatments that we provide. So silicone, once the wound is healed, there are other ways of improving the scars. So you will have silicone strips. There are skin needling and laser genesis that we can do on the scar to try to improve it or minimize the scar appearance. The scar will naturally mature over probably about 2 years. So you'll find that the first 6 months, it will be very red. And then after 6 months, it will gradually fade towards about 12, 18 months. But it will still continue changing up to probably about 2 years after your surgery. So that is very important to know that it will change. It's not going to be very red for the whole time. Things like sunbaking straight after anything that affects. So in that period, so for especially the first 6 months, it's important to take care of that scar. If you're sunbaking, for example, you can pigment the scar and you end up with a dark scar. If you if you stretch it too much, you might end up with stretching it. So it is important to look after that scar, and we have a talk about that when you come and see me after your surgery. Now, just to summarize, scar is not just something that we look after afterwards. It's planning before the surgery, it's surgical technique, and it's also taking care of the scar after your surgery. It's all very, very important to try to minimize that cut, which is obviously a significant cut. Call us on 02-4934-5700. That's 4934-5700. Or you can book online. You see a link in the description. I am based in Newcastle and the Hunter Valley in Australia. This is the disclaimer required by APRA. Surgery is a serious decision. You can find more information about risks, complications, and recovery on my website, beldholm.com.au. All surgery is performed by me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and my medical registration number is MAD00111862-74, and my qualifications are, I'm an MBBS BSc doctor, and I have an FRSES, so Fellow of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons. I'm a registered medical practitioner, a specialist surgeon, specialist registration in surgery, general surgery. The content on this podcast is considered adult content. Individual results may vary. All surgery carries risks. You should seek a second opinion before proceeding. The opinions that are expressed on this podcast are those of me, Dr. Bernard Beldholm, and those opinions may differ from other doctors' opinions. The information provided on and through this podcast is not medical advice and should not be relied upon. It is best effort and for general information only. Do not use this podcast as a substitute for medical advice or self or other diagnosis. Any surgical invasive procedure carries risks. Before proceeding, you should seek a second opinion from a qualified health practitioner. Results, recovery, and potential complications will vary from each individual patient. Photos and videos featured in my social media channels do not guarantee, you're not guaranteed the same result that is, as they will vary from patient to patient. Content on our Instagram page and other social media pages is published with the consent of our patients or my patients. The content featured in general in nature and does not constitute medical advice. Immediate post-op results may differ from final results. See you in the next podcast.